KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
This is KA9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, A9SXH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YVF Mobile.
KC8YVF, KCVOA.
Good evening, Rick. How's your day go? I'm just headed out of work.
It's been one of them days, kind of depressing with the weather the way it was and everything else and so forth, and just the way it's going today.
Yeah, about the same way here. I have a sinus headache that's kind of stuck around all day at work, and not any better now, so head back home and try and rest a little bit.
I hear you there. I hear you there. I was talking to the daughter-in-law about what's shipping the door, etc. And thought maybe I better check my stuff out myself. And sure enough, two of my steel doors need to have new door sweeps on them, and should have new weather shipping put around as well.
Yeah, that's another thing I have to do. My front door sweep is gone. The rubber sweep on the front deck, the deck moves a little bit. About every year I got to put a new one on because it tears it off. So, yeah, I got that to do. I got to get all the patio furniture put away this weekend on Saturday, Sunday. Like I said, I got the MyCon meeting at 10 to 11:30 or so, and then probably 3 o'clock I'll have to head out to my daughter's house. Their Halloween party starts at 5. We'll have to go out and help them get set up. I know tonight wife already called and said, hey, they're going to be coming by to pick up the PA equipment for tomorrow. So I asked him, I said, well, do they need the big PA system or the small one? She said, I think just the small one. I said, good. I can't carry the big one out of the basement anymore. Those cabinets, lift those cabinets out and get them up the stairs. They're good 80 pounds a piece, and you got to pick them up and just muscle them up the stairs and, you know, out to the vehicle. And I said, the little ones I can carry, the big ones I can't anymore.
Yep, I hear you there. I hear you there. And how are you supposed to put those speakers on a stand, you know? That's a challenge. So, you're talking about just the PA, or you're talking about the speakers and the PA?
The whole thing. I have actually three different PA systems over the years. I have my old PVPA, which are floor columns. They're basically four and a half feet tall, and they have 4 10-inch speakers in them. There are two of those, and they're all 3/4-inch plywood underneath and coated with a vinyl wrap. And those things we've had around since the 70s. We've redid it, and there's the PA power unit for that. But I said that, yeah, those things are huge to carry. Then I have the Yamaha PA, which is the newer of the PAs, which are up on stands, and they've got a 15-inch woofer in them. They've got about a 8-inch mid-range, and then got the high-range tweeter in it, and for the three-ways, and plus the stands in those cabinets, and those, usually what they take, those, like I said, they're about 80 pounds a cabinet, plus the stands, so... Yeah, I can't lift them up and get them on the stands anymore. It's hard enough for me to lift them out of the basement from their position down there. And then the one that they want are basically, they're just going to take my floor monitors, I think. They just take the floor monitors with my 20-watt amp. Then that I can carry. That's a little easier to work. So we'll see what they want when they get there tonight.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of the new stuff is all self-powered, so still not light, but a lot of it's self-powered. You don't need a separate PA for them and stuff like that, so. But, yeah, PAs can add up to a lot of weight. There's a lot of heat sink there and everything else.
Yeah, when we were playing in the band last time, yeah. Mine was a smaller kind of, we use mine as basically the practice amp. It's, like I said, it's got those two speakers on the stands, and then it's got a 600-watt, 10-channel microphone, mixer, power unit mixer in one. It's got send and returns for effects channels. It's got, you know, set up for main cabinets, monitor cabinets. Through that, it'll run a CD player or MP3 player or, you know, something through it for music, and that's generally what he does. He's got a cord he just plugs into it and places his playlist off his phone for music, so that's what the one that he normally uses. The other one is a little smaller. Like I said, it's only 20 watts. I use normally give him the floor monitors, which are just two ways. Those only weigh about 20 pounds of speaker for those, so those are pretty... a little easier to carry out, but yeah. And then the one that we used for our performance PA, yeah, that had a 15-inch subwoofer and had two powered cabinets, three-way cabinets, a Mackie system. So and then we had a mixing board I think about a 16-channel mixing board. So, yeah, a lot of equipment to carry. I'm glad I'm not doing that anymore.
Yep, I hear you. I hear you. I used to do a little bit of that myself. And the mixer we got at church now is 32-channel. And it's about the same size as 16. But you've got to push a lot of buttons to do a lot of different things. I mean, it's just, it's all electronic. It's motorized. There's a lot of nice features to it, but when you're working live sound, you got to be a little quicker on some things.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Oh, yeah, the equipment's changed over time. I haven't kept up with any of that. I was at Guitar Center there last year. One of our friends had a flood at his house and lost his acoustic guitar. So my son-in-law and I went in, and daughter and that, and wife and that, with the two families, went in and bought him a new guitar and case for it. So he was thrilled to death. Last year he was over to the house for dinner before Christmas, and I brought it up. I said, hey, here, Fred, try this out. See what you like. I just got this and want to see what you think of it. And he was playing. He said, boy, this plays really nice. This is a nice guitar. I said, well, good. It's yours. And he just looked at me and looked at my son-in-law, and my son-in-law says, yeah, Merry Christmas. It's yours. Yeah, you about lost it then, yeah. It was, I over to the music center, guitar center there. It's not like what it used to be, and a lot less equipment in there than I remember from years ago, not stocking as much.
Yep, not stocking as much at all. I've been getting stuff through Sweetwater lately, and haven't bought anything probably in the last 6 months, but been getting through Sweetwater, and they turn stuff around pretty quick.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't bought much. Since I'm not playing, I don't need the equipment. I actually need to get rid of it. I've got two bass guitars, two electric guitars, two acoustic guitars, my drums, my keyboard, three PA systems all sitting in the basement. So it takes up a lot of space at one end of the basement there, and I don't get to practice really anymore. I practice a little keyboard, a little acoustic guitar, but with my hands the way they are, that kind of makes it tough too. So, but yeah, and then I got in-ear monitors. We went from floor monitors. We did away with those, and we went to in-ear monitors and wireless mics and stuff like that. So wireless guitar systems and that. So a whole lot different than what I was doing things back in high school and college.
Oh, yeah, no, we've got to move towards the in-ear monitors, the wireless system there. We've got the capability on the board and everything else, but we haven't moved that way yet, and that's one of the things that needs to happen, because the vocalists and musicians are needing the music so loud that almost don't have to run the house.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about it, is with each one of those you can do what mix you want in your ear monitors. So, and then have it at a nice lower level. So with mine, I got the volume control right in the in my unit, so they can do the mix, and then I can control the volume just on my my pack. So a lot nicer, that's for sure. I can sure hear the vocals now. I can harmonize better. Well, good before. Harmonize a lot better, because now I can hear the monitors and not have to have them so loud down the floor monitors and that. So, yep, big way to go. Not cheap. I know back then when we bought them, just a set of it, a basic set. I mean, the one receiving or transmitting unit, and then each of the earbuds were $300 a piece, and then you had the transmitter, which was like six. So we had, like, you know, just for four of us, couple of $1,000 tied up just into those, so not cheap either.
Nope, but neither is the other. If you have to replace a PA for some reason or another for or floor monitors, that starts adding up too. So, and you have a lot better system there where you can control what each individual wants to hear.
Oh yeah, that's a whole lot better. Like I said the last time, it was just the right mix to be able to, you know, boost a little bit more bass or a little more treble or, you know, bring in more guitar work or whatever. It was a whole lot nicer. It was a whole new experience, and that's changed a lot of things. It and the wireless guitar systems and that being able to move, be able to go out when we were setting up or just doing testing and that. I could walk out into the audience basically as we were playing and get an ear, because we didn't have a sound engineer or anything, so we'd get an ear for what was, what the sound sounded like to get the mix right.
Yeah, because what's being played up by you is not what's being heard in the house necessarily.
Oh no, that's what takes a talent. I mean, a sound engineer you can be the best band in the world and have a bad mix and we'll kill you. And I've been to many live concerts and it's been exactly it, that the sound mix was just terrible and just killed them. And, you know, you hear their studio and then you hear their live recording and it's kind of like, wow, that's not good at all. So a lot of talent in a sound engineer to be able to do that mix right.
Yep, and I've told them before at church, he says, you know, I'm helping you out right now, but my goal is to get someone else to do this, to bring someone else up and move them along and doing this. Before it was all analog, and then we moved to the digital system, but I don't plan on being back there forever, but my intent was to get someone else to speed and step aside and let them take over.
Yep, I hear you on that one. On a lot of fronts here, like I said, for DC work, I was hoping that the one other guy that was part of Central Michigan group that was really getting into things and that, and then he moved to Detroit, now he's over in Lansing working for the MSP communication system and that. I was hoping he would be my replacement, but then he moved on me, so that kind of went out the window. So I know how it is. It's trying to look for a replacement, and I guess the only way I'm going to have to do it is just retire at some point and say, Max, here, it's your job to find somebody.
Well, the same thing I was talking to wife about last night is somehow we've got to grow this and get some younger people interested and involved. And it's finding that to make that happen. And that's the challenge. Because if we don't find some young blood, it's just going to die out. The hobby's going to die.
Now, that's for sure. And the guys that we got in during pandemic are, older guys that have the time to be able to do that, or the time and the desire, and you're 20, 30-somethings, just don't see a value in it, and, that cell phone is going to be their lifeblood, and they can do everything on it, so they don't need anything else until that doesn't work. Like I said, I don't know how to solve that problem, and I don't think really anybody else has an answer either that it's going to be a problem for a while. All right, Rick, just pulling in the driveway here, and hopefully a package I've been waiting for come in. We'll wait and see. One thing said it was going to be, it was still in Kansas at that Overland Park, Kansas, and another one said it was out for delivery today, so I don't know what it is, but we'll wait and see. Waiting for a part for the 3D printer for it, and we'll wait and see if it came in today. So, all right, Rick, you have a good weekend. We'll talk to you later. KCYVF, over to you.
Oh, very good. Very good, Ron. I'm seeing now that purses are being made in the United States in Delaware. They also have a service center there, so they're making 3D printers there and making pushament there as well. So that should save on some of the cost of getting it shipped here to the United States.
Yeah, I seen that too. And I also look, Micro Center now, the printer that I bought in July, they've dropped it $100 now. So $749 with the AMS. For the Bamboo PS1 or P1S, yeah, they dropped it $100 now. So that's a cool thing. The bad thing is I bought it in July and now it's $100 less. So, but Creality came out with their new whatever it is. It's got a 300x300 build plate, so they're getting bigger. And I guess Bamboo's coming out was supposed to have been one out for Christmas, but it got pushed back to the first quarter of next year, but they're still saying that might be because of the lawsuit they got against them from supposedly stole some of the, another company's technology. So we'll see how that plays out. That would only kind of screw up the 3D printer world for home type of use if nobody could use that technology, those copyrights that they have, because a lot of it is what's in the new printer. So we'll wait and see. All right, Rick, talk to you later. KCYVF clear.
Okay, Ron, have a good night. We'll talk to you later. KCYVF, KCBOA.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.